the country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told. Spend some time in the country, now it's time we start the show.
Joining me on the show now, it's Saskatchewan country music artist Tennille Arts, and she's got a big year going on for her here in 2016. She's nominated for a couple of Saskatchewan Country Music Association Awards. Those come up later in the month of April. She's nominated for Female Vocalist of the Year and Emerging Artist, and then she's also one of the top six finalists in the 2016 CCMA Discovery Program, and that's a big deal. And the first part of that happens towards the end of April, right after the Country Music Awards, the Saskatchewan ones, and it's Music Industry Discovery Week. There is lots to talk about with my guest, Tennille Arts. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Oh, man, it is great to have you here, Tennille. I'm a big fan of your music. I saw you, I knew you before this, but I saw you on CP24 in Toronto not too long ago, and you were great on that.
Oh, thank you so much.
Now, we got a lot to talk about. First, let's start with the fact that I did mention you are from Saskatchewan and you're up for those awards, but you now live in Nashville. Tell me about that and what kind of decision that was for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was an obvious decision for me. I have always wanted to move here. I started coming here when I was about 15 years old. And so I'm very familiar with Nashville, and this really great opportunity came up for me to sign a publishing deal here that would allow me to move here and get my visa and live here permanently for the next, 1 to 5 years. So I made that decision, and I was pretty certain about it when I made the decision, but everything that has happened for me in the past few months has really just, it's very clear that this was the decision that I was supposed to make.
Wow. Well, that is a big decision, to move away from home, to move to Nashville. But so much excitement, as you said, and so much going on. And, I mean, so many Canadians either head down there at least to write and perform and network, and, of course, some end up living down there, which is amazing. You mentioned the publishing deal, and, of course, a lot of people who listen to the show will be familiar with that. Some might not be. But, first of all, Tennille, tell me about a publishing deal, and how did you go about getting one?
It was actually kind of a unique situation for me. I had been writing with a writer at the same company. Cody Prevo actually introduced me to this writer, and I went in and I had been writing with him for a few months, and his publisher really, just liked my music, liked the songs that I was writing, and he signed me. So I write full-time at his company. It's called Noble Vision Music Group. And so, yeah, I just songwrite all the time, and it's kind of just a very unique situation as well, because they're also helping me, there's a team that I have here, and they're also helping me record and hopefully release some music very soon. So it's been great.
That is pretty amazing. I mean, so many people obviously dream of a publishing deal and songwriting all the time and pursuing the artist thing as well. But on the songwriting standpoint, so you're writing songs for that publishing company, and then they're obviously pitching them to other artists and hoping to get a good cut out of it.
Yeah, I'm getting to record these songs for my own solo artist stuff and also pitching them to artists. So, yeah, it's great.
Isn't that awesome? Do you have a dream pitch, Tennille, maybe a song that you've got that, and you probably have a bunch of songs like this, but that you feel are good for or perfect for a specific artist?
That's a good question. I try to write a lot of different music. I really love Miranda Lambert. I've written a few songs. A lot of artists today write their own stuff and like to be writers on them, but there are the, odd songs that kind of make their way through. So I would say, maybe Miranda Lambert or somebody like that would be great.
That would be awesome. So let's talk about some of the big things happening this year. And then we've got a song of yours to play, a very special song called Breathe. All the proceeds from the song, which is available at iTunes, are going to Cystic Fibrosis. So we'll talk about that. But first of all, coming up near the end of this month, the 22nd to the 24th of April, the Saskatchewan Country Music Association Awards. And, wow, you're up for Female Vocalist of the Year and Emerging Artist. How does that feel?
Oh, it feels amazing. I just love having the support of my home province. Even though I moved away, you know, I still come back frequently to people from there and just to do shows back home. And I just feel very lucky to have the support of my home province.
And you mentioned Cody Prevost. He is, as you know, and everybody listening knows, a wonderful Saskatchewan country artist. I've had him on the show a few times, had the chance to meet him once. He's such a great guy, isn't he? So nice.
He's really great. He's the one that has been doing a few of these cystic fibrosis shows with me in my hometown of Weyburn. He's done, you know, I've opened up for him at a lot of those shows. So that's how we kind of started connecting with each other.
Is there anything in Saskatchewan that you miss that Nashville doesn't have, a certain restaurant or a type of coffee or something that kind of makes you homesick now and then?
Oh, when you mention coffee, I'm like, I need my Tim Hortons. That is something that I really miss. Yeah, I miss it a lot. And I just miss the, you know, whole wide open spaces kind of thing of Saskatchewan. It's just so, you know, open and free. Whereas here, you know, it is a big city, and I miss that too.
That's great. Yeah, I have to have my Tim Hortons every day here in Ontario. It's just, you know, it's a Canadian thing, isn't it?
It is, and I miss it a lot.
Another big thing, this is a huge deal this year. It's the 2016 CCMA Discovery Program. I think this is the fourth year this has been held. You're one of the top six finalists. And they do all kinds of things. They basically help you get your feet on the ground and make your way in your music career with a lot of different parts to it. Coming up April 24th to the 29th, which is right after the Saskatchewan Weekend of Awards, is a week in Toronto called Music Industry Discovery Week. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I'm really excited to go out and meet all of the artists. All six of us are going to be in Toronto, and we basically just get to meet each other, work with mentors, work with performance people. You know, there's just all these different great workshops that we're going to be going through, and I've had the chance to meet most of the top six artists, but it's just going to be great to share with each other and, you know, learn from these industry professionals that, you know, we really don't have access to without this program.
Yes, exactly. You learn so much and make so many contacts, et cetera. Plus, at the very end of it, I was reading at the CCMA website, it's quite a nice prize pack for the person at the end, the final winner.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. And I'm just, you know, I really am looking forward to performance during the Canadian Country Music Week, because that's when we really get to, you know, show off all of these things that we've learned during this week in Toronto and over the summer. And I can't wait for that part.
That's awesome. Well, Tennille, let's turn to your song we're going to play on the show now, which is available at iTunes, and all proceeds from the song are going to Cystic Fibrosis. I know that that's an organization that's very important to you in that cause. Tell me about the song Breathe and your connection to Cystic Fibrosis.
So the song Breathe, it was written by Matt Scales, who actually had cystic fibrosis. He wrote it with a friend of his, Barnaby. And Matt had cystic fibrosis. He passed away from it in 2007. And the idea kind of came up for me to re-record the song and release it as a fundraiser song. And I was just so lucky that Matt's dad was, you know, he graciously granted me permission to re-record and re-release the song with all the proceeds going to CF. And I guess I'll tell you a little bit about how I got to doing the song Breathe. There's a girl in my hometown. Her name is Teresa Wieger. And I used to be an assistant dance teacher. And she was one of the little 3 or 4 year olds in this class. And her parents actually approached me to perform at one of their fundraisers. I've been to pretty much all of them now. And they asked me to just perform. And I honestly hadn't heard a lot about cystic fibrosis. I think it's so great to get the word out there and let people know what's going on, because it's a disease that there is no cure, and it mainly affects their lungs and digestive system. So it's something that I'm very passionate about. Ever since going to that show and performing there and learning all of these things about cystic fibrosis, but I haven't been able to stop. I don't want to stop. I want to keep going until we find a cure for CF. So I hope that this song will help out. I know a lot of people have been supportive in Canada downloading the song, and I'm just very grateful for that. And I hope that with interviews like this, that the word will get out there and that people will continue to support the song.
It's amazing the work you're doing with cystic fibrosis, and this song is so beautiful, and I know a lot of people are going to be touched by it. And, of course, be sure to download it at iTunes to help support the cause. This is Breathe from my guest, Tennille Arts, on In the Country. And that is my guest, Saskatchewan country artist Tennille Arts. The song is called Breathe. You can get it at iTunes, and all the proceeds from the song do go to cystic fibrosis. And you'll find Tennille Arts online at TennilleArts.com. She is from Saskatchewan, now living in Nashville, made that big leap. And this all ties in, or part of that ties into this quote I was reading in your bio, Tennille. Life begins at the end of your comfort zone. Tell me what that quote means to you.
It actually... You know, it has changed my life, believing that quote. And there's also another part of it that's 20 Seconds of Insane Courage. I can't. I'm pretty sure that that quote actually comes from, it was like some Disney movie or something like that. But I have lived by that, because if there's ever a situation that I'm kind of, you know, nervous about or just not sure about, I kind of just live by that, and I go 20 seconds of insane courage, and I just go and do it.
Wow. And that just kind of psychs you up and gets you in that mental zone where you can do anything.
Yes, it really does.
So it really is about getting beyond your comfort zone, because obviously in your case, part of that would be moving to Nashville. Even as exciting as it was, there was probably, you know, we're always nervous making a big leap like that, but you knew that you had to do it to move ahead in your career.
Yeah, I knew that it was a decision that I wanted to make, and I just got very lucky that this publisher wanted to work with me and that my team of producers wanted to work with me. It just, you know, all fell into place.
So when did you write your first song? How far does that go back? I mean, you're still very young, but how far back did you write your first song?
Oh, wow. I think I started writing around 13 or 14. That was when I, you know, started learning guitar. And that was also when Taylor Swift came out. And I think it just kind of made me realize that, you know, women can write songs and that they can become these big hits and everything. And that just, that really started it for me.
She's inspired so many young ladies, young women to pursue music, whether it's country music or pop music, but she's really inspired women everywhere to just be great at it and to want to do it.
Yeah, I think, you know, she's really started this whole trend of, you know, young women and men just coming out with these great songs that they've written on their own, and I love it.
So the songwriting you mentioned goes back to 13 or 14 and the Taylor Swift influence. For you, Tennille, what has helped you with your songwriting from that age? I mean, I know writers get better just by doing it more, but was there co-writing with some people, some courses you took or seminars? What has made you a better writer?
I think just writing more often. Like, people say that they wait, you know, for inspiration. And I've learned, especially since moving here, that you kind of just got to do it. You can't wait for these, you know, great ideas to come out of thin air. You got to just sit there and think about things. And it has definitely helped having all these different co-writers. I can go into different situations and, you know, just kind of feed off of other people. And it has definitely helped me.
Now, for anybody heading to Nashville for a visit, for a week or whatever, to do some writing and performing, and even maybe just somebody wanting to go there to hear great music, Tennille, what are some of the places, some of the great venues around Nashville that somebody could take in some great great music?
Oh, wow. I love the Bluebird Cafe. It's a really great place to go to just, it's, you know, you go there to listen. It's a very quiet venue, and you get to hear these great hit songwriters tell you about their songs and the stories behind them. So I love the Bluebird Cafe. And another venue that I've really enjoyed going to is the Listening Room Cafe. It's downtown Nashville, and I really like it there. And, of course, you can always go up and down Broadway and hear all these other great artists that are playing Broadway.
Have you had the chance yet to hear a song, whether it was before it became a hit by the songwriter or even after, to hear the songwriter sing a future or present hit?
Actually, just the other weekend, I got to play a show in the Tin Pan South Songwriters Festival. And with that, I got a pass to go see all of these amazing hit songwriters. And the other night at the Commodore Grill, I got to hear one of the co-writers that wrote Dibs with Kelsey Ballerini.
Oh, yeah, I love that song. Such a cool
new
song.
Yeah, so that was really exciting.
She's got some really good music. She's doing the Taylor Swift thing, I guess. I mean, following in her footsteps with Peter Pan and Love Me Like You Mean It. She's got some really catchy songs.
Yeah, she does, and I feel like she's just another one of those great, you know, women that are breaking, you know, they're breaking the rules and they're coming through when there's not many women on radio right now. So I just think it's great. I want to support every artist. I want to support them because, you know, we're helping each other out.
Absolutely, and that's what I love about country music. It, you know, more so than other genres, the perception I get, and I've listened to it forever and been involved in it for a long time, the artists support each other, and it's not really a competition. It's trying to help each other make their way in the music world.
Yeah, that's definitely, I mean, that's the vibe that I'm getting living here in Nashville as well.
And what advice would you give, Tenille, for somebody out there who maybe they're 13 or 14 or they're in their teens or even whatever age they start to pursue music and find that passion for it and want to write songs and want to get on stage? What kinds of things would you say for someone at those beginning stages to help them stick at it and continue on through the tough times?
I mean, just don't give up. I've heard so many stories of people here that, you know, it was really frustrating for them to get their first cut or to, you know, become an artist. And I think if you just keep at it, it will, you know, some door will open up. I would have never guessed, you know, 5 years ago that I would have walked into the Noble Vision office and that I would be signed here and, you know, moved to Nashville. I just would have never guessed that it would have happened like that. So I guess just keep going with it. And
wow.
One of the big things that I did was I put songs on YouTube, and that was a really great thing as well to get feedback from other people. And, yeah, that's a good thing for them to do.
That is great advice, yeah, YouTube, because people do get discovered from there, right? People, you know,
they
people
do.
In the business notice artists.
Yeah, actually, my first trip that I made to Nashville was because of one of my YouTube videos. I was contacted by a manager, and that was the first time I ever came to Nashville.
Wow. That's amazing. Wow, it's great to know that kind of stuff happens and anybody can access YouTube as far as putting up a video, showing them singing. That's great. And I know that you've got some new covers up there recently. These are current cover songs you've done. Church Bells, a brand new one from Carrie Underwood. Dangerous Woman, a great cover from Ariana Grande. And one of my favorite songs these days, Tim McGraw, Humble and Kind. Isn't that such a moving song?
Yeah, that honestly, the first time I heard it on the radio down here. And it wasn't even released yet, and they had just been doing like a little preview of it, and I knew that it was just going to be the most amazing song. And so, yeah, I had to do a cover of it, and it's been doing well for me.
Such a beautiful song. Well, Tenille, this has been a blast having you on the show to talk about your, of course, the awards coming up, the Saskatchewan Country Music Association Awards happening April 22nd through the 24th. You're up for Female Vocalist of the Year and Emerging Artist, and then the CCMA Discovery Program this year. You're one of the top six finalists, and there's stuff going on throughout the year with that, starting on April 24th in Toronto for a week. So you got a busy year. Tenille, thanks so much for taking the time and being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on the show.
It's been my pleasure. I'll let our listeners know they can head to TennilleArts.com to learn more about you, your YouTube channel, of course, and iTunes for the song Breathe. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.